Hey, what's going on? You're listening to a new episode of the Darius Faru Show. And on this episode, I'm going to talk to you about two concepts from the latest edition of my newsletter, Wise and Wealthy. The first concept is called strategic opportunism. And it's something that I've applied recently in my life and career, and I'll talk to you about that. Plus, I'm going to talk to you about two words that all procrastinators always need to keep in mind. So I'm thinking, what should we start with? Let's start out. It's difficult because the procrastination stuff is what I'm very passionate about. And that's how I got started with this whole online content creation thing. And then there's strategic opportunism, which is something that I recently applied. So it's tough, you know? I don't know if you've read my newsletter, Wise and Wealthy. I guess you have, or you are receiving it, because basically most people who listen to my podcast are also subscribed to my newsletter. But let's get started with strategic opportunism. So how can you use it? What is it? So basically, the idea of being strategic and opportunistic at the same time sounds a bit contradictory, because on the one hand, strategic means that you think things through and you plan out every move that you make. But on the other hand, opportunism means that you are flexible and jump on any opportunity that you might think will help you. So what should you do? Well, how about combining those two things into strategic opportunism? And I've been doing this for many years, and I've written about how it's important to stay flexible. And recently I was reading a book called Unreasonable Success and How to Achieve It by Richard Koch. And I really enjoyed the book, particularly this idea, because it's something that I've been doing as well, and I've related to. He shares an example of Otto von Bismarck, who at one point was the ruler of the Prussian Empire, former Germany, and he really rose to power through politics, but mostly because he was very smart and patient about how he got to power. And he was also very strategic at the same time, but he didn't always stick to the exact strategy that he laid out for himself. When he saw opportunity, he would jump on it. So the way that Koch explains it is, he says that you need extreme determination on strategy, yoked together with extreme flexibility on the means. And timing of action, and then reacting to the random events, grasping opportunity, etc. So let me give you an example how I've recently applied it. So my next book, The Stoic Path to Wealth, was scheduled to come out in February 2024. Publisher decided to move it back to July of next year, for some reasons that I talk about in the audiobook of Do It Today, but I won't dive into that right now. The thing is that it's something that I don't control, right? Because I basically, for the first time, decided to work with a publisher. They determine the publishing date. If they decide to change it because any reason they have, you have to go with it. So what that meant for me was that I basically scheduled my whole year and first part of the year around my upcoming book launch. That meant the moment that the timing changed, or the publishing date changed, I had to completely change my strategy and my planning for the next 6 months. That's a very big deal to me, because I always work according to my plan and I have some room for flexibility, but the plan is the plan, because that determines the direction. obviously, if I'm working towards a book launch, it really basically determines what I'm going to work on a day-to-day basis. So now that the date has changed, I have to make it, you know, change to my basically day-to-day planning as well and what I'm going to work on. Instead of being disappointed or thinking, oh no, you know, I have to sit and wait for another 6 months, I immediately looked at my list of someday goals, some projects that I didn't make time for in the past, but I have on my project management app that I use, Trello. I talk about this in my course, Procrastinate Zero, as well. This is a key part of how I stay organized and, you know, focused. I have a list. It's not a super long list, but I have a list of things that I want to work on at some point, but they're not that important that they're at the top of my list. They're not top priorities, but they are important. So the Do It Today audiobook has been on that list for a few years. Now my planning changed, and also seeing that the Do It Today book has been selling really well this year, I thought now is the perfect moment to record that audiobook. So basically, I dropped everything when it came to the book and focused on doing the audiobook, started doing the recording. Then I got all kinds of new ideas as I was reading my own book, listening to my own advice about productivity and about, you know, how you should overcome procrastination. I noticed that some of the things that I wrote about several years ago, I have been doing right now, where I kind of get a little bit complacent when it comes to certain things. So that really inspired me to become even more productive and more focused and make some changes. And one of the changes is this, basically the podcast, bringing it back, recording. So as you can see, a small thing that can happen in your life, whether it's a setback or a change of plans or whatever it is, can bring a lot of good things. And this is the perfect example for me, because initially I should have worked on a lot of different things or other things for the next 6 months. Now the planning has changed, and all of a sudden all kinds of other good things start to happen. And that's because I always remain open-minded and always flexible when it comes to the things that I'm working on. So I hope you find this idea useful, and I really recommend this to everyone, because life is unpredictable, and, you know, basically you can set a lot of goals and create a lot of plans and everything, but you know, things happen and you have to adjust. Now, you don't want to be someone who always responds and reacts to everything, because otherwise other people will create your agenda. Obviously, you want to create your own or set your own agenda and your direction in life. But at the same time, you also want to be flexible. But always focus on the things you control. Like, obviously, recording an audiobook is something that I control because I have more time now. So I start doing that. So that's how I approach my career and my life. Now, let's move to the second topic of this episode, and that is procrastination. I already hinted at it, and, you know, I've been updating my course, Procrastinate Zero, for the past few weeks, and I'm really into the whole productivity mindset, focus mindset, not procrastinating mindset, and I understand why I got started with this stuff, because it's so important. It makes such a huge difference in your life. And the article that I published today called Two Words of Advice for Procrastinators really speaks into the emotion of procrastination. So let me give you the two words that I'm sharing in the article. Word number one is regret, and the second is accomplishment. Because if you always put off your dreams, and honestly, everyone has some kind of goal or desire, you know, something that you want to do. right? Whether it's traveling the world or buying a boat or you name it, right? Now, what's something you always want to do? If you don't do it, then you end up regretting it later on, because as you and I both know, we don't regret the things we did, we regret the things we didn't do. So keep in mind that if you don't do the things you want to do, the things that are really, really important, not like, oh, you know, I want to buy a Lamborghini or whatever. It's like, that's not that meaningful. Well, maybe it is to you, but most cases it's not that important. It's not something that really changes your life. Generally, the things that we want to do are like the things that give us experience, inspiration, fulfillment, you know, like the traveling, buying a new house where you basically live in every single day, moving to another city or country, getting another job, starting a business, writing a book, creating some art, whatever it is, you know, those type of things. If you don't end up doing it, you honestly, chances are high you'll regret it. Mark Twain said it best when he said, 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. I love that quote because that's what it is. So, you know, like, it's not really a nice feeling to always think about regret, but it is definitely something that you should keep in mind as you go through life. Just think about what are the things that you will end up regretting, and then avoid them. Number two, or the second word, is accomplishment. So accomplishment is a feeling that no amount of money can buy for you, right? It's a sense of satisfaction, and that's the thing that really gives you self-worth. So in the article, I'll share a quote from Emerson. He said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." So you've probably heard of this. It's often shared in the world of personal development. But how do you feel good about yourself? It's not something you can buy. You can't just do a couple of things and then all of a sudden feel better, you know, or feel really good about yourself. It's something that you have to earn. And you honestly will feel better about yourself if you do what you say. And particularly when you accomplish something. When you accomplish something, you get a rush, a feeling that, like, honestly, I don't know what you can compare it to. When you set a goal for yourself, go out and achieve it, you feel good. Doesn't matter how big or small it is, right? It could be health-wise. You could set a goal to run 5K, you go out and you do it, and maybe you were super slow, but you come home and you feel good. You go take a shower, and in the shower you feel different than the day before when you didn't do this, right? So that type of feeling is, I think, one of the best feelings in life. So if you go through life avoiding regret and always feeling, having some sense of accomplishment in the things you do, right? Like, you want to set up your life in a way that you accomplish certain things, small things that make you feel good, you always feel really meaningful about everything, you know? And that's really important. So that's something that, you know, I always really work towards instead of external goals or validation or, you know, whatever it is. Those are the things that I don't really find that important. And then finally, to wrap up this episode, I want to share one interesting thing with you. And that is a quote from Peter Drucker. He said, "Until we can manage time, we can manage nothing else." And that's really true, right? Because if you don't have control over where your time goes and how you spend it, we can't really expect to achieve anything in life. So you have to be very determined about how you spend your time, what you say yes to, what you say no to. And when you can do that, you can start improving everything else in your life. And that's why I started in my personal life, not only when it comes to my writing, but also in my personal life, I started to focus on productivity, time management, or focus, or whatever it is. from there, I started to improve everything else because I realized if I can't do that one thing, how can I really be productive or how can I achieve my goals if I can't really manage my own time? All right, so thank you for listening to this episode of the Darius Farooq Show dedicated to the latest episode or latest Wise and Wealthy newsletter. Thank you for listening, and until always, like the next episode, take care.